Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off-limits.
Hello.
I'm sweating.
We both smell.
I smell.
Actually, so,
I'm sorry in advance. You put on what?
Like,
I don't. It's cool.
Old man.
The cologne. I have only natural in our house because you got rid of. I would go to yours. You had the Old Spice High Endurance or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would use yours because it was like filled with poisons that would block my pores from living.
Right.
And like now all my deodorants are not poison. And so I smell like a garbage can.
They're too natural to block your BO.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you're not killing your pores.
Yeah. Letting my pores live. Date night with Wit.
And Tim.
All right. Well, welcome to date night. The appetizer portion.
Thanks for having me back.
Shall we get into what's going on in our life?
Yeah. I couldn't remember the goal that I set for myself last time, but
that's okay.
Can you?
I remember.
I'm sure I achieved
goal.
It.
I'm sure you did. Yeah. You always achieve your goals. So my goal last week was to look at each task on each day individually and that they're not all happening at the same time and I'm only doing one thing at a time.
Uh-huh. And this is a cousin to your simplification
goal? Yes.
Okay. How'd we do?
I would say I would give myself like a C- if I were going to score myself. I just feel like,
it's not a good grade.
No, I remember telling myself before certain moments to do that, but then I think that I lost it towards the end of the week.
Yeah, you were having anxiety about a party for a long time.
I was having anxiety about a really silly party. It was a scary party and I was going to have to go by myself.
Yeah.
Thank God Sonny had anxiety so I didn't have to go to that party and I just went and picked him up instead.
Thank God. Well, anyway, you know, we set goals. It's important to set goals.
Yeah.
You don't always have to achieve them.
No, but I do really want to try.
You are trying. You are.
I am.
You do so many things that would give me anxiety.
I thought about that today as I was driving to my meeting. I was like, oh my God, Timmy would have so much anxiety for this right now.
To like a 60-person like corporate meeting, there's things you could do I could never do.
I was definitely nervous, but I knew that I could do it.
You're really good in those situations.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
All right. So you don't remember your goal. So let's just move on.
Fair. Moving on.
Something on my mind.
What's on your mind?
You tell me what's on your mind first.
Well, I mean, on my mind is our next fertility move. Mm-hmm. I know we haven't really talked about that, but on the way here, we discussed, maybe chatting about it.
Yeah, I discussed it. I have discussed it on the fertility podcast with CCRM. If you haven't checked that out, you should go listen to that. It's called Fertility FM. And each episode, we talk about different layers of fertility, whether it's egg freezing or IVF or surrogacy, adoption. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so as we were going through this and talking to other women trying to conceive and doctors, it was like impossible for me not to share my experience, right? Because I feel like the whole purpose of what we're doing is to share experience so that people don't feel so alone.
Right.
But we haven't talked about it, because
it had become difficult.
Yeah.
To keep talking about it, mm-hmm. and failing, you know what I mean, each time. So mm-hmm. it was like, you kind of like lose your nerve or like desire to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I think that the more you talk about it, the better, like the more helpful it is to other women. Like mm-hmm. on the way here, you were saying most women have to like kind of go through this on their own.
Yeah.
Like, and it sucks. The whole journey sucks. But anyway, maybe we could just explain where we're at.
Yeah. We decided to go down the surrogacy road at the end of last year after just like a really long journey of not being able to conceive on our own and just having, yeah, so many things go on. So we found an amazing surrogate and we ended up doing 2 transfers with the surrogate. Both transfers ended up miscarrying. The last miscarriage was just a month ago.
And it's worth saying that both were after 7.5 weeks where we were told mm-hmm. we had a 97% chance of
a successful pregnancy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to have that back to back, the odds are really crazy. So now we're thinking that there might be something going on either with the surrogate or with our embryos.
With embryos. Yeah. So now we're kind of at this beginning phase again where we still have 3 embryos left, 2 that are tested, 1 that's untested. And we're deciding, do we try a new lab? Do we do another round of egg retrieval to get new embryos? Like, are maybe all these embryos from the last batch not good? Or do we put in one of the embryos that's already made in the surrogate right now and just like get that going while we make a plan to do another egg retrieval? We're just now kind of, we're not back to square one because we still have 3 embryos and we have an amazing agency that's helping us with the surrogacy journey. And
that's true. That's
we're definitely
true.
Not at square
that's
one,
true.
But
it can feel that way.
It feels that way each time a miscarriage happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like all the emailing and the scheduling mm-hmm. and like it's like another job and mm-hmm. it's so much
exhausting. And I will say, like, I'm so grateful that you're such a great partner and in this with me, but it makes me so sad for people that may not have someone like you to hold their hand through
it, because a lot of times, you know, women who want to have a kid who maybe aren't with someone choose this route and they're mm-hmm. doing it on their own.
Or they have a partner that they
That's
are
a
shielding.
Piece of shit.
Oh yeah, that. Yeah. Or they're shielding the work from. Or do that sometimes. No. But like, it's just there's so much.
Yes.
Yeah. And this wasn't even the thing that was on my mind.
I think that people can easily understand like how sad it is to have it not work out and getting your hopes up and being let down. But like, just the administrative work of getting this done is so tedious, and it just adds a layer of exhaustion to this thing that, yeah, you do shield me from, but is another part that people probably don't really know about.
No, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of emotions, and it's then like just a lot of work to deal with. And so the thing that was on my mind, which I think coincides with this, is like basically how I operate and simplify and like try to maintain some peace and calm while dealing with these other things that are happening that are not like that there's nothing that I can do about, but they're mm-hmm. just like sitting there mm-hmm. kind of like weighing me down. But I still like, I want to be present going into my meeting. I want to be there for Sunny. I want to like be creative. And it's like, just like, I don't, sometimes I think that all these things that happen to us inhibit us from then really like showing up in the rest of our
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense with your simplification goal. I think you are a multifaceted person, as a lot of people are. And like, you want to wear a lot of different hats. And unless you're able to kind of put some of them away while you're focusing on the others, like, it can get to be a lot. But I mm-hmm. like that about you. I mm-hmm. like that you are good at a lot of different things and have a lot of different interests.
I like that about myself too, and I want to keep doing those things.
Yeah, but in like an efficient, healthy way.
Exactly, in an efficient, healthy way where I'm like being present during them and enjoying them.
What is on your mind?
That was what was on my
that
mind.
It was basically just like,
you know, I feel like sometimes I'm reading too many self-help books because mm-hmm. sometimes those things can force you, they get in your head so much. And I'm also in therapy once a week and I'm seeing a nutritionist once a week. So I feel like right now my head is just exploding with like how
info.
I operate.
Right.
So I'm a little bit overwhelmed in my head. What was on my mind was just overwhelmed in my head with just like healing myself yeah. while also just trying to be my normal everyday
right.
person that you rely on and Sunny relies on and like, you know, so, and I feel like I almost broke down yesterday, but then you said you were sad. And then I was like, okay, Whitney, hold it together. And, but I could, like,
yeah.
I'm training myself. It's like, no, this is not the time and place. Timmy needs you right now. Like, he'll have these moments, you know, he'll have a 2-day span of like being in this mood. And then, you know, he gets out of it, but like, you can handle it for this little while. You're strong enough. Like what you're dealing with, it's not like it's something that needs to be dealt with right now. And I think it was more just like general, nothing specific.
But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, like sometimes there's so much self-help that it can start like canceling out all the great benefits. I mean, it's all really good and helping you, I think. Mm-hmm. But eventually you'll learn these lessons and
they just become muscle memory.
Yeah,
that's what I want it to be. Like for me to just be a present person that like is not anxious about a full day of work.
Right. Well, when you figure that out,
like let everybody know.
Yeah. I think you're doing great.
Thank you, honey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, it's official. The holiday season is upon us. And if cowboy boots are on the holiday wish list, give the gift of Tecovas. Tecovas are so cute. And timeless leather cowboy boots are such an amazing personal gift. They're festive, they're fun, they're high quality, and they're a gift that will last forever. Tecovas are beautiful Western boots for men and women, handmade by skilled craftsmen in a time-honored tradition, made to stand the test of time. There are dozens of colors and styles to choose from. I have the black ostrich boots in the style called the Jesse, and they go with
everything. You can create like a timeless Western look. You can wear a black suit with a cowboy boot. You can wear a black dress with a cowboy boot. Just wear jeans and a t-shirt with a cowboy boot. Honestly, these black ostrich ones literally go with everything. Tecovas will also go the extra mile to make holiday shopping a smooth ride. They have out-of-the-box comfort. They're literally, you guys, so, so comfortable. I told you previously, and I'll tell you again, when I got my Tecovas, I wore them in Austin, and it was so humid and so hot, and I was like, my feet are going to swell, and they're going to blister. What am I doing? But they were amazing, and I ended up wearing them the whole weekend and on the plane ride home. That's how you know I really like something, because my feet blow up on a plane. But anyways, obviously super comfortable, direct-to-consumer pricing, free shipping on all boots, and free exchanges. If there's a Tecovas store in your neck of the woods, swing by for some Western hospitality. A cold one, a boot shine, gift wrapping supplies, all on the house. You can even get your gift custom leather stamped or branded. So cute. Plus, their expert staff is ready to guide you to that perfect pair. And if you're still stumped, just grab a gift card. They fit everybody. Start off gifting season on the right foot at tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. Don't go gently, y'all. Protecting your family's financial future is not the easiest or most glamorous topic, but as a parent, it's so incredibly important. It's easy to get caught up in the to-do list of everyday life and then end up procrastinating the more overwhelming but actually really important things. Family is really everything, and Fabric by Gerber Life is helping parents like me bridge all the gaps by making it easier than ever before to get high-quality and surprisingly affordable life insurance. Fabric was designed by parents for parents, and they've removed a lot of the typical barriers to entry and confusing jargon. It's all online and on your schedule. You get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. You can get a personalized quote in just minutes and then apply when it's convenient for you. It's completely normal to not want to think about the unthinkable, but I can attest to how much of a gift it can be for there to be a plan in place for your loved ones if the unexpected happens. If you aren't sure if life insurance is right for you, that's completely understandable. Fabric has made a 60-second quiz to help you find out. You could go from start to covered in less than 10 minutes with no health exam required. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/withwit. That's M-E-E-T fabric.com/withwit. meetfabric.com/withwit. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
Do you want to start a company but have no idea where to begin? Or do you have dreams of becoming an influencer? Well, the Life with Marianna podcast is here to help. I'm Marianna Hewitt, a Los Angeles-based influencer and co-founder of the clean skincare line, Summer Fridays. Each Tuesday, I'm talking to my friends from business owners, wellness experts, and more to share all of their best advice for you to live your best life. Make sure to tune in and subscribe to my podcast and follow me on Instagram at Marianna_Hewitt to see what's coming up each week so you don't miss an episode.
All right. Well, I do wanted to talk. That's not English.
I do wanted to talk about.
Maybe that's a good way to segue into brain farts for the week. Did you have any good ones?
It's not a brain fart.
Oh, well, let me tell you mine.
Okay.
We were at like a whole class picnic with like all these new parents and like so much awkward small talk. And there's like 10 parents that I barely know standing around like eating pizza and nobody's talking and I'm trying to fill the air. And I was like, it's crazy that it's like Sunny and all your kids are going to be the class of 2023. And they were like, you mean 36? And I was like, I got to go. I was like, bye forever, parent friends.
Oh, you'd be interesting then, parents.
Yeah, I was like, you come up with something to say, yeah. All right?
Oh my God, the awkward small talk. I also want that to be over with. Like, when does that stop with people? Like, how many times after seeing them can you do you not have to like have small talk?
I think you can. I think you can control it. Like, if you just have the attitude of like, I'm comfortable with you enough to not need to know like every activity you did last week in, you know, catch up, small talk land, that you won't have to do it.
I don't know. Some moms are addicted to it. I don't know. But just
say their name.
Just can't get past it.
Oh, we were standing around with a bunch of dads, or I walked up to a bunch of dads, two dads, sorry.
Wait.
Sonny was playing in the playground outside of kindergarten. I wanted to watch. So I went up to two dads who I didn't really know that well. And I was like, hey, like, you guys mind if I like stand here with you? And
my heart just broke.
And they're like, yeah, okay. And they were both like this. And I was like, what are we doing? Just like standing with our arms crossed.
Yeah.
And like, they didn't laugh.
Oh,
and they looked at me. And then one of them like stopped crossing his arms. And I was like, I was just making a joke. Like, you can cross your arms if you want. And they're like, what is the fucking matter with this guy? And then I was like, gotta go. Bye. I was like, Sonny, good luck.
Wait. I had a brain fart today in my Mattel thing. Wait. I fully said out loud I was having a brain fart. I was like, I literally just forgot what I was about to say.
Thought the meeting went well.
It did. And then they all laughed. I was like, oh, mom, brain fart. It was something. And then I rebounded
you
really quickly.
You tried to make pregnancy brain into mom brain?
Yeah.
Is mom brain a thing? Maybe mom brain.
Mom brain's okay. Fully a thing.
Fair enough.
So that was my brain fart. It was actually a literal one.
Okay, great. You had one.
All right. Pop culture palate cleanser.
Did you have nominations?
I didn't have nominations because I went on Daily Mail, but they did report that Mario Umansky was kicked off of Dancing with the Stars.
Like kicked off or voted
like eliminated.
Off?
Okay. Yeah.
He wasn't
kicked off for drugs.
In the dressing room.
No, I wish he were.
That'd be better.
Like, my wife's a lesbian. Like, he doesn't have that accent.
Nobody has that accent. Oh, tears.
Not yet. But I wanted us to talk about Mario and Kyle.
Sorry.
Because we watched, did we finish the first episode or did I fall asleep? By the way, the first episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Did we finish that episode?
You fell asleep. I normally turn it off when you fall asleep. Something you like to watch. Consider it.
Very considerate. So do you think it's legit? Like when you were watching Mari.
Yeah.
You do. You think she's
not into it.
I agree. My sister was thinking that it was fake.
Just for ratings?
Yeah, that they were making the story up for like a storyline because Kyle was about to get kicked off.
But why was Kyle about to get kicked off?
Because maybe
because
she and Lisa Rinna were about to
off?
Be like, they were. It was like out with the olds, like needing new people kind of a
so
thing.
So she's like, I need to bring the drums.
That's what some people are saying.
I don't know. Normally I have a pretty good idea when someone is acting. And we did watch the scene where he was like, you can't get any more tattoos. That felt real to me.
It felt really real to me, too.
Yeah. I mean, she's distracted by his teeth.
What was up with his teeth? I didn't even notice.
I think he just has new...
New ones. Veneers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's distracting for me.
Yeah, that's often an odd choice for people.
Can't they just make them a little smaller and less white?
Yeah, a little bit more natural looking. It's like it's 2023.
Like, can we get it perfect?
Yeah.
With AI, you know?
There's so much I want to do with AI, I feel so guilty about it.
Oh, do it.
I saw all these people doing all these cool things digitally. And it's so off topic.
Mario.
Yeah, okay.
Umansky.
So.
I thought it felt real. But I don't know. And I'm, you know, they're going to give us some insight on this season. So I'll be watching.
I know. It looks like it's going to be juicy.
And I reserve the right to make a judgment until the end.
You don't want to speculate at all.
I'll do some speculating. I'll speculate
right
now.
Speculating is fun. But your speculation is that it's real. So that's not really that juicy. What is your pop culture palate cleanser?
I had a few nominees. I researched Page Six.
Yeah, right.
And so a lot was Matthew Perry, and that is sad.
Very sad.
I was a big Friends guy, big Chandler guy, sarcastic.
Yeah,
very similar. And I don't really know. I didn't know a ton about his like personal life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, tell me about it. I don't know anything really.
No, I don't either.
Oh, you were just like, I didn't but know. But I researched it. And then you were about to read and
tell me. I mean, I guess he wasn't like one of those celebrities that like had a lot of relationships or like, I mean, he was in the news for drugs, obviously. And I guess that took up a lot of his personal life. But it seems like he was an amazing guy and like was really helpful in like recovery for other people, even though he struggled with his own demons anyway.
Ugh, poor guy.
Yeah. Sad.
I want to go watch Friends Marathon.
I don't know. Do you? You feel like that?
A little bit.
That's one way of dealing with the grief. Yeah.
Did on another pop culture palate cleanser, did anybody see Kim Kardashian's Skims bra with the built-in nipples?
Nipple, yeah. Also, that Matthew Perry one wasn't like a palate cleanser. You know what I mean? That was heavy, too.
Yeah, that was really...
Sorry.
It's okay. I thought maybe that was just one of your nominations, and then you were going to give us something.
It was.
Oh, great.
But the skim nipple, that's good, too.
Okay, yeah, that was funny. Like... And then everyone was asking Jennifer Aniston if that's what she wore when she was filming Friends, because her nipples were always hard.
I had a time machine. What the fuck are you talking about, people?
No, well, people always thought that, not that she was wearing a fake bra, but that she like put little
things in to make it look like her nipples were
always hard. Anyways, I wouldn't buy that bra. Sorry, Kim. I love you, and not everything you do, but like mostly a lot that you do. And I don't think I need my nipples to be hard all the time.
Do women want that? Do women feel uncomfortable when that's going on? Do women think of hugging as a four-way nipple high five? These are questions I actually need you to answer right now.
I don't care if my nipples, oh my God, I can't even say nipples are hard. But I don't need them to be like perky like that, because I just feel like then you're asking for people to like be staring at your boobs. So if you like that, if you want that, then that's probably your vibe. Yeah.
But for you, it's not your cup of tea.
Not my thing.
Fair enough.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Today, I'm so excited to talk about Lightbox Jewelry and explore the reasons to give the gift of lab-grown diamonds this holiday season. I have a couple Lightbox pieces. I've had them for, I think, like 4 or 5 years now, and they're still some of my most commented on, most loved pieces. I learned about lab-grown diamonds then, but now that I'm working with them, I'm learning so much more. It's pretty incredible that they're chemically and optically identical to natural diamonds. And the fact that they are 30 to 40% cheaper than mined diamonds means that you can add versatile classics to your jewelry collection without breaking the bank. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are simply priced and proudly grown from 100% renewable wind energy at the new Lightbox Lab in Portland, Oregon. They have clean, simple designs, basic, essential, chic designs that you'll wear basically the rest of your life, and also offer a selection of loose lab-grown diamonds for you to use in your own designs. Lightbox also offers lab-grown diamonds in pink and blue for those interested in color diamonds at a much more accessible price point. Risk-free shipping, lightning-fast delivery, and easy returns make Lightbox the easiest way to shop for stunning quality lab-grown diamond jewelry. All of Lightbox's modern classics shine solo or can be layered for extra sparkle, and the pricing on Lightbox's gems opens up new possibilities for gifting to your loved ones. Lightbox Jewelry's mission is to make the sparkle of diamonds available to more people more often. They are constantly innovating their world-leading technology to make bigger, better, and more accessibly priced lab-grown diamond stones. Shop now at lightboxjewelry.com and use promo code WITHWIT for 10% off site-wide. All right, so I know how easy it is to fall into hair ruts, and the new Curl Secret by Con Air has been my recent favorite auto curler that adds some effortless waves and can really freshen up my style whenever I'm feeling bored with my hair, which is almost like every day lately. I've been very, very selective with the kinds of products that I'm using and the kinds of tools that I'm using because I'm in a grow back, rehydrate, regenerate my hair situation. But every once in a while, I obviously need to do something with my hair and style it. So the Curl Secret by Con Air has really reimagined what an auto curler can be with so many customizable settings and tangle-free tech that prevents frizzing and tangles and keeps your hair smooth and protected while styling. If you're looking for an auto curler that creates flawless curls for every hair type, put this one on your holiday list. I swear, it's amazing. Its features include 3 preset curl types, 5 temperature options, 3 curl directions, and a ceramic barrel to protect your hair. I've been having fun playing around with the different settings. You can do low temperatures, high temperatures, a tighter curl, a looser wave, the direction of the curl, whether you want the left side in, the left side going out. You know your face, you know how it lays. So it's just so great that you can personalize everything. It's so easy to use too. Hair goes in, curl comes out, just like magic. So say goodbye to curl drama and hello to perfect, long-lasting curls at the push of a button. Shop Curl Secret by Conair, now available at all major retailers.
Britney Spears, who you might remember from being a giant.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah. You know any other ones?
Favorite? Because the taste on your lips, I want to run.
Nice.
You're toxic, I'm sipping on the...
She was like this.
I'm a slave for you.
Nice. You know what is my favorite Britney Spears song? I think Stronger.
Stronger than yesterday.
Now it's nothing but a mile away. My loneliness
ain't killing really me no more.
No more.
I'm stronger than I ever thought that I could be.
Your favorite too.
Hi.
Anyway, she came out with that with a book saying that she had to have an abortion with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And Justin Timberlake got a lot of backlash for it. And I'm not a big JT fan, but I imagine it was a mutual decision.
I hope so. I didn't read that.
I guess, whatever. It's not my main one. It's just a nominee. So
it's just a nominee.
Research it yourself and then fucking tell me what you think.
Yeah. Actually, one of the articles that came up for me was Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel enjoy a relaxing vacation away from Britney and Cabo. And it was nice. Like as if they were hanging out with Britney in LA. Like, what?
Never. Never. Well, I hope they're having a relaxing vacation.
Yeah.
Anyway, then another one. I didn't really have a full one. They were just all nominees. But did you know that Michael Jordan's son is dating and about to marry Larsa Pippen, Scottie Pippen's ex-wife? And Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen were teammates.
They're getting married? It's like her son's best friend or something, right?
We should do a little research, because if we're putting shit out there, we should fucking know what we're talking about. And I just read headline. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he wants Michael Jordan to be his best man when he agrees, or when he eventually marries Larsa Pippen.
Wow.
So I don't know what that means.
That
but
is definitely
That's a spicy
strange.
Triangle. That's a spicy triangle.
Wow. I mean, Scottie Pippen seems kind of like a pretty calm.
He's like, got a very deep voice.
Very deep voice. I could see him being like, Ursa, it's okay.
I don't think so. I think there's beef. But again, I think we've learned a valuable lesson here. We should dig a little deeper.
Not just be the rumor mill.
Yeah, so we're like, you know, bringing people some actual info.
I don't think that they're coming to us for the facts.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. This is where fucking Hollywood happens.
I think it's more fun for to us hear to just us, read like, the headlines and then just pretend like we know so what's
let's,
going
so
on.
So let's do that. And let's also spread a bunch of rumors. And as long as we just come out and say we don't know shit, you can just have fun with the fake rumors we start. I'm pretty sure that Scottie Pippen wants to beat up Michael Jordan and his son at the same time.
Did you just make that up?
Yes, babe. Yeah. that's the fucking thing we're doing.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm. See, these do cleanse the palate. Mm. I don't even remember what we were talking about. Fertility? So sad for us.
God.
How I'm strong.
I thought you were the house of Henya. All right. What's next, boo? I just called you.
Yeah, that was a real risk. Best thing you ate? Oh, no, we didn't talk about Sunny. Do you even want to talk about Sunny?
Oh.
Because if we were on a date, we would probably talk about him. Did you have anything?
Yes, I did Me have too. Something. Okay. I am thinking he's watching too much TV on days off.
Mm.
And weekends.
Okay.
And I know that will require us to, like, step in more.
Right.
But to a little bit too much on the days off. And I do like our chill time, and I think it's valuable, and I don't subscribe to like kids with needing a certain amount of screen time or like cutting it off or whatever. Like, I think each day is different based on what's happening, but I think a little bit less, and that's on both of us. Like,
that would be a good topic maybe to bring in
a specialist,
an expert on screen time, because I think we both feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, that if we were to be like those type of people who either like said no TV or were like, you only get 3 hours and we're like on the clock, I think it adds a level of stress to the household that both of us would rather avoid than you know, than the negative parts of the TV.
Yeah.
But I would like to know from an expert or a few experts, you know, because I'm sure there's some out there who are like, no screen time.
I know.
Some who are like, don't be a fucking nerd.
I think one would say to me, I think like an expert that I
would recommend. Let's just pretend there's an expert here. Yeah.
Would say.
Yeah. Pretend you're an expert.
Who needs people?
Yeah,
okay?
Right?
Who needs anybody else?
We should just sit here for hours and figure it out. Pretend we're experts. Just put in a sound effect like the door opened and closed.
Did you guys hear Oprah just got married?
She did. She married our neighbor's boyfriend, that guy whose name we don't know.
Stedman.
What? Devin?
Stedman.
Oh, that guy looks like Stedman.
I know.
That guy's lovely.
So I think what they would see lovely. I think what they would say is 2 hours max a day.
Right, but I don't want to be on the clock.
But I know, I don't want to either, but that's what I would say that they would say around that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch more than 2 hours a day on the weekdays, for sure.
On the weekdays, not at all. On the weekends.
Yeah.
So just maybe like, oh, we'll figure it out. But
yeah, we're pretty tired right now.
I know.
Can't figure it out
so
now.
Exhausted. No, we're not going to sit in this room and figure everything out.
No.
We can't.
I mean, my thing was his eating. Recently, we sort of took a more laissez-faire approach to everything eating. Like, I used to be really like, just, you got to try one bite. Like, we wouldn't force him to finish his plate. We're not that old-fashioned, but I was like, you got to try it.
Thank you.
Or like, this is dinner, and if you don't eat it, like, you can't have anything else but fruit, you know? And like, come to the table right now, although I do still want him to come to the table
time. I want that too. And I think that's okay. I think that's a different kind of discipline.
But
than,
just to finish
the
general explanation of what we've been doing is like letting him eat whatever he wants, really. And like, even if that means he wants a cookie at 5 o'clock before dinner, like, we're giving it to him. And
not the whole thing. Like, we're still I'm still rationing, but he's still getting
He asked for a bowl of cookies the other day. And I gave him three. But the other day, you know, was Halloween, and we were at the park, and he was like eating his candy, and I got fruit from the fruit stand, and he put his candy down, and he was like, I want that. Like, he, like, in doing this, he learned that eating a bunch of sugar is not dope.
Yes. He knows that now.
Yeah.
Like,
I like it. I like it because it's a lot of pressure off of you. Us. Yeah.
I know. I think that we sometimes, I think the food thing, it's such an individual journey, and we need to give them the independence to own their choices because this is something.
I love that for him.
Yeah. Like, our relationship with food, like, only we can control. Nobody else should be able to control it. And so I think that when you give them that like empowerment from a young age, that they are in charge of what they're putting in their body, they need to be in touch with how these things are making them feel. That's their responsibility now, you know?
And like, that's how you learn lessons, when like you really have the agency to make the decision. Like, mm-hmm. It reminded me of when we were at Benihana, and like, he was 3 and I kept being like, this is hot, don't touch it. And like, he didn't learn it until he was like, and like, mm-hmm. it burned himself, mm-hmm. you know? And like, mm-hmm. maybe you don't learn that, you know, sugar can give you a stomach ache until you eat an entire cake.
Right.
That said, the other piece of that is like, we don't have to bring in food to the house that is awful for him. Like,
right.
I won't bring in like Cheetos or like super processed poison food or whatever. But nothing against Cheetos, if you want to do an ad. Like,
I'll eat Cheetos
all the time. Cheetos are great. Okay. Hashtag free app. But anyway, it has been a breath of fresh air, and it's something I want to take into other realms. But like with the screen time, I'd want to hear about it from an expert, see if the same principles.
I have been pretty lax with Sunny, with sugar, with chocolate, with food. Like, I haven't really ever wanted to be like 3 more bites or... it's not in my nature, not because I felt like I know more, but it's just not in my personality. And I think that sometimes that approach is good. But sometimes we do need your like, here's the plan, here's the structure, mm-hmm. this is how it's gonna go down. Like, that's the yin and the yang of
yin
us.
Yin and the yang. Yeah, like last night, he was like, can I have a Coke? And I was like, yeah.
We had a Coke?
No, it was at the party, the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And then I was like, there's also juice. And I was kind of joking. I was like, you want a green juice? And Andrew, our neighbor, was standing next to me. He's like, yeah, you want a green juice? So he's like, yeah, I'll have a green juice. And then just had a green juice.
And then he drank
Coke.
The whole green juice and then asked for it. Like, he wanted to drink the rest of it at dinner. I was like, I don't even really like that green juice.
Yeah.
Like, good. Now I want to stock the fridge with that green juice.
Let's do it. Little West green juice. You can get it at Whole Foods. Should we wrap it up with the best thing we ate and our goals for next week?
Yeah, let's do it. The best thing we ate.
All right. Well, the best thing I ate was a squash blossom from Mother Wolf.
Ooh.
It was perfect. It was great.
I've had that there. It's so good.
The food there is really good. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'll be going back. I think it's too overpriced, and I don't really love the vibe.
Uh-huh.
That's a review.
I'm with you.
Food is great, though.
Food is great.
Food is great. If I would go there and just like eat a plate of pasta, but I don't want to go and like get upselled and like upsold.
Maybe it's good to like, I wonder if they're open for lunch or like off hour or really early dinner or
but
something.
Like going
sit
there
at the bar or something.
They
upsold
the shit out of us.
Ugh,
and it just left a bad taste in my mouth.
Okay.
But the other best thing that I ate was the chicken parm that we made. And I just wanted to get into that for a second because I have a tip that I think would be good. And it was actually a tip your sister Ashley gave me.
Ooh.
We used like sliced mozzarella out of like the liquidy thing. And
like fresh buffalo mozzarella.
Yeah. She was like, I actually think like shredded mozzarella might be better because it would have less moisture to take away from the crisp of the cutlet.
So just get like dry shredded mozzarella.
Yeah, like I think that you would put on pizza.
Yes.
And it would keep the crisp.
That makes sense.
She's very smart.
Is that what usually Italian restaurants do?
Yo no sé.
What's the best thing you
ate? Yeah.
The best thing I ate was your brisket this week.
Yeah,
you made it
good.
Exactly how I like it. I know that it probably wasn't the best thing that you ate because you have a different flavor profile that works for your mouth.
I like it. I do like it.
But it was so good. It was,
thank you.
It
makes
was
me happy.
Like really soft stewed brisket.
Braised.
With braised brisket with potatoes, carrots, onions, and like this tomato-y Worcestershire ketchup-y thing that was just very nostalgic and hearty.
Yeah. It doesn't taste like ketchup. The ketchup melts into like this kind of sweet and tangy sauce.
Mm-hmm. I saw a tip, actually. I follow this girl, Pamela Salzman. He would probably like.
P-Salz
on Instagram. She made her brisket a day in advance.
Yeah.
And then what she did was she separated the meat and the veggies. And the next day she like scooped the fat off the veggies and put all the veggie mixture into a food processor to become like a gravy.
Mm.
And then she
poured that over the meat.
She poured over the meat with a pasta and did like a pasta meat sauce
That's
thing.
Bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, just to give people the rundown on my brisket, brown it. Season the meat, brown it, take it off, cook the veggies in the meat juice until they're translucent, then put the meat back in, beef stock, ketchup, Worcestershire.
All your seasonings.
All your seasonings, and then simmered for 5-6 hours. Then I take the meat out, scoop out the vegetables, and then the most important part is when you have all that liquid, cook all that liquid down, because
mm-hmm.
that's where all the flavor is. The meat really actually wasn't cooked great and didn't have any flavor, but when you pour the gravy over it and then you have everything together, it's good.
Yeah, I always remember that with my mom's too. It was always like, I just wanted all the stuff that came with it,
yeah.
and like get a good healthy chunk of the tomato-y veggie.
Yeah, shit. I put it on a piece of toast. That was
yeah, good. Delicioso.
Next week, man. How you feeling?
Next,
you know, it's
week.
Our anniversary next week.
I know.
8 years.
8 years.
That's, 8 years.
Doesn't feel that long.
No, in the grand scheme of our
no,
life
just,
together, we're
yeah.
in the first just little bit.
Yeah,
we're young. We're gonna look back and be like, we were so young.
I know. Like the thing about people only being married for 8 years is like
you're
whatever.
Just starting.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
nerds.
Like you're even celebrating.
Yeah, we are. I'm planning something.
I'm excited.
It'll be fun. My goal for next week is to fill up your bucket.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah,
it's about me?
It's about you.
Oh my God. Stop.
So that you can like work harder.
Yeah.
Honestly,
like
but
that's
yeah,
all.
Yeah. So we can be productive.
I'm like down for the task.
She needs some bucket filling.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here for you.
Just need my partner.
Yeah.
My goals are always so boring and like task oriented.
Lay it on us.
To plan my day out, plan out my free time in the morning, plan my day out in the morning that morning and try to stick to it. Like I put chunks of free time within my calendar, but then I don't
do anything
schedule
with
anything with that free time. So I just want to actually schedule stuff and like make a list also of stuff in the city that I want to do and see that's not necessarily work related, but that could be work related.
Something that might inspire you creatively.
Yes.
Let's go to a show.
Show, museum,
what
something
is
that? Like
what that. Is this, Xi'an or Xi'an? It's like China before communism. You've seen that like poster everywhere?
Yeah.
She's like, Shen Yu. Let's go see that.
Let's go see it.
Let's go see that and do a full
that
review.
Great. I think I'll be really inspired.
This one? Yeah, you know this one?
All right. I love you.
I love you too. High five. Let's do a high five and a hand hold.
Okay.
And then a rub of fingers.
How sweaty are my palms?
They're not. They're
I had
not.
To shake so many hands today, and I was really embarrassed by my sweaty palms.
That you don't. Yeah, I would never think that you have sweaty palms.
Okay.
You guys judge. Mine are dry as shite.
Yeah, mine sound moist.
Let's get out of here.
Okay. Okay. Peace in the streets, y'all.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, WhitneyPort.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.